Many of the inmates in the Spokane County Jail are there because they missed a court date. Sometimes it was intentional, sometimes not. Sometimes a person was supposed to appear in court but didn't know that, and when he or she didn't show, a judge would sign a warrant for that person's arrest, and an officer would go make that arrest and book them into jail. Spokane County Public Defender Tom Krasminski says it's one reason why the facility is often so crowded.
So in looking at that and just sort of asking the question, you know, what can we do as public defenders to hopefully improve that, we started to look at some notification systems. And sort of along the same lines as you having a doctor's appointment and you receive 1, 2, 3 reminders, maybe more. And we kind of said, well, how do we do something like that?
Krasminski found a Silicon Valley company called UpTrust that sends text reminder messages to defendants. You're due at 9 o'clock tomorrow in Judge So-and-so's courtroom. It can even let them know the daycare is available at the courthouse, or it could convey some other message of convenience for that particular person. The county commissioners voted this week to spend the $40,000 needed to install the new system here.
It will be very personal. They will feel like they are actually receiving a text from their attorney, which they are, but it is based on the system that UpTrust provides to us.
One of the benefits of the system is that it can provide instantaneous communication with a client, which, in the case of a missed court appearance or a current court appearance, can prevent a lot of hassle.
So you may get a response from a client saying, I didn't realize that. I don't have transportation today. What do I do? And the ability to then communicate back through the app, which I believe if you're standing in court and a judge is saying, why is your client not here? You may be able to answer that question in real time.
Krasminski expects the new system will reduce a lot of wasted court and attorney's time through better communication.
There's two benefits, keeping people out of custody, and secondly, maybe length of stay will be a lot less because we'll be able to have this communication system and hopefully reduce some active caseloads that way.
Krasminski says 10 of his attorneys will participate in a pilot program beginning later this month to see whether the new system will get more defendants in court more often. He says data from other venues where UpTrust is used show that will likely be the case. Inland Journal is Spokane Public Radio's weekly public affairs program. You can find our programs and stories on our Inland Journal page at SpokanePublicRadio.org. You can download a podcast to the program as well. Stay tuned for SPR's new Northwest Arts Review, hosted by Jim Tevenin. That's coming up next. Spokane Public Radio is listener-supported. Your contributions give us the tools we need to produce this program. We thank you for your support. I'm Doug Nadvornik.